Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, the Cannabis Caucus 2016, we talk with Mary Jane Borden, the president for the Ohio Rights Group.
Mary Jane Borden, that's B-O-R-D-E-N. I'm the president of the Ohio Rights Group.
The Ohio Rights Group. Now, what is the status of cannabis when it comes to Ohio?
Well, in Ohio, we have the good fortune to have been one of the original, what we call decrim states. Shortly after the passage of the 1970 Controlled Substances Act, a few states decided that they were going to decriminalize marijuana and make possession a minor misdemeanor with no public record. And that passed in Ohio in 1976. So since that time, Ohio has been what we call a decrim state, meaning that if I got caught with, I think it's 100 grams or less, it's a $150 fine, no criminal record, and it's like I say, essentially decriminalized. Now, the possession amount larger than that would drift into the misdemeanor and felony categories. So for that period of time, we've had that good fortune, but the ill fortune that we do have is that patients who have debilitating medical conditions do not have access actually to marijuana. They may not, it may be a misdemeanor to possess full amounts of it, but in the amount that a patient would need to possess in order to take care of a chronic illness, if Ohio falls far short. And so over the last 20 years, activists in Ohio have tried to get bills enacted. We've been through seven bills that have been introduced in the Ohio legislature that went nowhere. And we've been through any number of ballot initiatives. So the current status, I would say, of Ohio is that right this minute that I'm standing in there right now, there is a post-medical marijuana constitutional amendment being fielded by Ohioans for Medical Marijuana, which has been supported by the Marijuana Policy Project out of Washington, D.C. People who are familiar with this business know MPP as an organization that has sponsored, fielded, and have passed medical marijuana bills in any number of states, ranging from Montana to Michigan to Maine and so forth. So that's the one effort that's going on right now. And then secondarily to that, I would say actually kind of running in tandem with it, is the Ohio legislature. Now, the Ohio legislature became upset last year because a group called Responsible Ohio came in and placed an amendment to the Ohio Constitution on the ballot in the fall last year. And I think that the legislature felt preempted by that, and they rightfully should, because that constitutional amendment takes precedence over all legislation in terms of law. And so, unfortunately for the patients, for the sick in Ohio, Responsible Ohio's amendment lost at the ballot last year. But it, with that loss, it inspired the legislature to hold a series of hearings at the beginning of the year, both the Ohio House and Ohio Senate held hearings either across the state or in downtown Columbus. And then the result of those hearings was the introduction of House Bill 523 just about a week ago. And so House Bill 523 is kind of the General Assembly's attempt to circumvent, shall we say, the Marijuana Policy Project's ballot initiative, which would be slated to be on the ballot in the fall. The dynamics at work, whether the bill passes, you know, that's all up in the air, and it's also up in the air, too, as to whether the MPP initiative will get sufficient signatures and actually be on the ballot in the fall. And that's really, I think, the two-pronged things that are going on right now.
You guys were an early adapter to the kind of the petty offense. Are there any numbers that people might want to know about when it comes with incarceration numbers?
Yes, the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, you know, they publish this every year, and that's where we get the statistics that there are, I think, 800 to a million arrests every year for various types of possession of marijuana. Now, those numbers have to be counted in terms of how it's reported by the FBI, but nonetheless, in a state like Ohio, we still have, in terms of, let's say, 2010 being the example, about 13,000 possession arrests in Ohio. So in that context, the rest, number of rests would probably be understated because, you know, in theory anyway, the possession of 100 grams or less is minor misdemeanor without the criminal record.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mary J. Borden, president for the Ohio Rights Group, or to listen to other Cannabis Caucus features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
My name's Eric Hatch. I am the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
I'm Andrew Tazer, a Fargo South student. Do you have any other things that you want to do with your business, as in things you want to change or what you're going to do moving forward?
Yeah, I have never felt comfortable with the status quo, keeping things the way that they are. I always want to enhance and develop, and the greatest asset that we have are our clients. And so I want to continually invest in them. And the greatest way I can do that, because I run a larger business, is to invest in my team. It's the most important thing that I do every day, is to invest in the people who are investing in the clients. And so that's the first primary focus that will always have the core of my focus and my energy. But on top of that, we're building an expansion model that we think realtors from around the country can benefit from. We are building a coaching division and a training division to try to teach people how to build a team, because we think what we're doing is pretty special. We're not the only ones doing it, but boy, there's a secret sauce that we have right now that I don't think could be just easily duplicated unless we were helping to be the cooks with that recipe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of things stewing right now, and I'm so excited to just even be a part of it. I'm designed to build. I told you before that we want to keep people in a specific role that's designed for them. For me, I'm designed to build, and I'm designed to create. And so I get a business that allows me to do just that.
All right. Well, I hope that goes well for you.
Hey, me too.
This has been Eric.
Me too.
This is Eric Hatch. I'm Andrew Tazerik, and thank you for your time.
Andrew, kick butt interview, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're a superstar.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Well, it seems to me the FCC must want to stifle innovation and competition, and imposing another mandate on cable operators is a good way to do it. This FCC set-top box proposal fails to acknowledge that cable providers are already seeking and coming up with new innovative technologies for their customers. You know, in a state like my home of North Dakota, the small video operators don't have a team of lawyers whose sole purpose is to meet new compliance standards put out by the Federal Communications Commission. So instead of more unwieldy regulations, I think the FCC and Chairman Wheeler needs to focus on helping providers bring more competition into the video marketplace. Be a far better way to go than imposing more regulations.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.